Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god.
Honestly, in that moment, I saw you, I saw your life flash before your eyes.
It was so good. What I was thinking about just then is, so this is a men's shirt.
Yeah, go
on. And God bless them. But the buttons are never quite right for my...
They're never in the right, yeah, it's either too much or too little.
Yeah, so if my tits do pop out, because I want to err on the side of slutty...
Yeah, please
let me know.
Well, it's a podcast, so you have to say when it happens.
Yeah. and which one it is, left or right.
Thank you so much for coming, guys. Well, give yourselves a round of applause.
This is mad.
It's actually not okay. And
do you know what I felt like when I was walking on that stage? I was like... And that's the thing I hate most about Taylor Swift, but... it's real. It felt so real in that moment.
What, to feel humbled by the fact that...
Not humbled, absolutely.
What did it do to you?
I think maybe I've never felt better in my entire life.
You've never felt more comfortable.
And like I should run for Prime Minister or something.
Yeah, fine, that's fine. Yeah. Well, thank you
this
for coming.
This is weird, I'm like angling towards them, but you are my priority. You're,
yeah, no, thank you so much. You only say that because there's no one behind you. It's fine. But no, thank you for coming.
Don't erase these guys.
No, look at these chairs. And look at these chairs. If anyone wants to move...
That does feel personal, actually. Yeah, all right.
No snedheads. No. I'm not going to... That's not... Oh, that's a thing about the podcast, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so what happened is that we've been downstairs sort of trying to remember what this podcast is about. Actually, Alice started playing like kind of like random clips from the middle of episodes, and honestly, they are fucking unhinged. Like, I am truly shocked that that's out there.
Yeah.
Some of them just out of context. What the hell were we thinking? Like, it's been 2 years since we recorded a podcast.
Yeah, just over 2 years. And I'll be honest, not a single one of you has reached out. Like, I am not inundated with requests. So the fact that you're all here now, I'm a bit like, okay. Love me when I'm on stage, but not at my worst.
The funny thing is that we've got an integrated, like, sort of Gmail email for the podcast that integrates into just our normal email inbox. So randomly, do you ever find that? You'll get a random email that's kind of like about the podcast, but you'll think it's for you.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know. I haven't checked the emails in a long time. Yeah. But I do know that you use the email address for like scams.
I sign up to Wi-Fi things with our email address. Actually, 21 Soho is apologies.
I've forgotten the password.
gmail.com. You've forgotten the password.
I've forgotten the password.
I was literally about to say it. It was on the tip of my tongue then. I cannot believe that.
Okay.
Can I get a real brief... I do want to just do this.
Yeah,
I want to
sure.
see how many people actually... Can you give me a cheer if you've ever listened to the podcast before? Give me a cheer. Okay. And who has never heard of what this fucking podcast is and possibly thought this was a stand-up show? Okay. Fantastic.
Wow. And you just know not Rose's work, do you?
You're familiar with the Alice Sned and oeuvre?
Yeah.
The Alice Sned Don... sorry, that was just me.
I'll send you my IMDb link.
What are you checking, the emails?
No, I'm not. I'm checking this as a list of things I thought we should catch up,
okay.
Having obviously not spoken or been in touch in 2 years. I'm just going to roll through it, and if anything strikes your fancy, you reach out. But also feel free to let them slide by. Okay, Brad Pitt linens, or is he cancelled?
I'll be interested in this. But have we talked
about...
Well,
ask for your opinion first. No. Which one of us is brave enough to cancel Brad Pitt?
Okay, so what's he done?
Let's not get into it.
But also, when you say Brad Pitt linens and then, like, should he be cancelled, it sounds like you're trying to cancel him for wearing linens, which is opposite of what you believe. You believe very strongly...
Yes.
That he is bringing linens back onto the red carpet.
I believe very strongly in linen culture. It's true. Actually, now I'm embarrassed I'm in cord.
You are a strong linen gal.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So. No, let's not talk about what he did. But
okay, well, first idea off the rank is shit. Move on.
All right, fine. Whoa. Did you do any prep?
I did this list.
Jason Momoa butt.
Yeah. It's quite topical, isn't it?
So nice.
Is that all you've got to say about it?
That's basically all I have to say. You sent me that video on Instagram. You said, how does this make you feel? And I was like, straight.
I did say that.
What have you been up to the last 2 years? Next item on the list.
Well, what have we been... We last recorded in April... Was it April?
October.
October 2020. The last episode was called, what was it called? Leave It All In.
Yeah.
Which constantly comes up on my Apple Podcasts thing. And I'm like, what the fuck do we say in that? Like, I have no idea. But
I think maybe that's the episode where we argued about, that wouldn't distinguish any episodes
at all.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it was just before like a massive winter lockdown, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Basically, the last 2 years, there've been some dark times.
There have been,
yeah.
Between you and I,
just between you and I.
All right,
I haven't checked in with the rest of the world, but I think it's all good.
What has happened since then?
Theresa May.
Let's move on.
Harry Styles Calm app. Okay, so this one's just more specific to me because I 6 days ago I'm on a 7-day free trial.
Yeah, and do get out of it because I'm on year two of that shit. Yeah. I'm still paying for Calm and I don't use it.
Yeah, well, Harry Styles does a Calm app.
Yeah,
and this is genuine in that I was like, okay, I do find his voice quite soothing. I've got mixed emotions about him in general, but I was using it to try and get to sleep, and then I got horny instead. And then I got mad that was an option on the Calm app, like it was false advertising. And now I'm using this Australian guy.
Chris Hemsworth does them, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you got to get his app, the Buff Fitness one or something.
Should I clang a quite interesting name drop here?
Yeah, four.
Remember
for sure.
When I... yeah,
four.
I'm going to drop four names right now.
Yeah. You want to make fun of me in front of strangers?
That is the...
You don't want to support me unconditionally? How dare you drag me? go on, name drop.
When I was, I mentioned that Calm app thing to Jessica Alba.
So that's actually what's happened in the last 2 years. I don't know if you've noticed, but Rose got famous.
I met Jessica Alba doing the Kelly Clarkson show. Which is show.
When you were in New York City.
No, that was in LA. That was... but you really fucking encouraged me to do that show.
Of course.
You were like, you have to do the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yes.
I got a goodie bag. I got two nice mugs with Kelly Clarkson show on it. You've got one of them. I've got
Thank
one.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've got matching
Which
Kelly
Which is Clark- honestly cool for you and humiliating for me.
My friend went on the Kelly Clarkson show.
You know, it's two completely different experiences for us to have that mug in public.
You're just hiding it. Put a sticker over it. But no, and she was bloody into it because I think. But this brings up another. No, actually, I won't bring.
No,
bring up one of two things, and I will talk about one of them.
Yeah, go on.
Speaking of the Kelly Clarkson show, we want to speak about a huge thing that's happened in the last 2 years, which I think is created a lot of content that I think had we been good podcasters, we had podcasted through the last 2 years, it would have been on the agenda every fucking
episode.
Yeah. And that is the Drew Barrymore show. an absolute content fucking, like it was the beginning, because she started in lockdown, and we were sending each other links to early videos of what that show. I don't know if anyone's seen it, but Drew Barrymore has a talk show in the US.
And she has
now.
A breakdown every episode.
Every single episode.
Yeah. It is Boners of the Heart as a talk show.
It truly is.
Every episode is her coming to terms with one relationship from her past.
So far, who's been on? Tom Green, Justin Long, like all these ex-partners of hers.
Yeah.
She cried when Steven Spielberg surprised her on her birthday.
Yeah. When did she cry recently that I thought was funny? That sounds bad. But
she is the most chaotic Pisces I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. And I am I'm going to get on that show.
Yeah. I loved it when she cried when she found the window. Yeah. I loved it when she celebrated the rain. Honestly, so good. Okay.
You can move on. Yes,
I'll move on. Okay. Chris Hemsworth meeting his aging wife. I don't know if anyone here... Okay, make a whoop noise.
No one here has seen what you're about to talk
about. Shut up. Has anyone here watched the Disney Plus docu-series starring Chris Hemsworth called Limitless?
That was pointed.
The request was that you just raise your voice if you had.
So in a way, maybe she has.
All right, well, let's move on.
No. You started it now. It is the funniest premise.
Well, don't set me up like that.
It is the most amazing story, and you're going to fucking love how Alice Sneddon tells it right now.
Okay, so basically the premise of the show is that Chris Hemsworth wants to live as long as possible, I presume because it's going well. And so, like, it's five episodes of him finding ways to live a long life, like how to reduce stress, which I'm like, okay. And then
I'm going to Google something really quick that might make you look like a real fool.
Okay, fine. And then in the last episode, he goes to a retirement village and they put him in a bodysuit that makes him experience what it would be like to be 80 years old. And then he lives in this retirement village all with paid actors for 3 days. And then on the second day, they would surprise him by setting a dance in the retirement village and putting prosthetics on his wife to show what it would look like when she's 80. And then they take him into the dance hall and they're like, there's someone we want you to meet.
Unbelievable.
And then it's his wife and it's actually really sweet and he's like, you still look beautiful.
This has shades
Shut up!
This has shades of when Tyra put on a fat suit.
Remember
that iconic episode of Tyra?
So good.
It was amazing.
Oh, so
okay,
good.
What do you feel about that?
Let's not bring it up. And you guys will never know. But some of you will know. You'll be thinking, here's why he's been in the headlines lately.
Oh, don't worry.
George Clooney, no longer hot. Think it's because he's a dad. So, no, I actually think this is really important. The reason I bring this up is because the trajectory of men's hotness usually goes up exponentially at the point that they become a father.
Sure.
And George Clooney is...
In your opinion, or do you mean...
I think it's widely held.
Okay.
And I think George Clooney is one of our only examples...
One of our only examples
of a man
culture.
Who has children and gets less hot. And I think that's important to talk about.
Explain any of that. Because, I think he's always been an interesting character, I think. Mm. I think he's always been this guy who has got on with like a reputation of being like a... I think when he married... oh, my God.
Speak freely. Amal Clooney.
She was just so much... cooler than him, right?
What's interesting about George Clooney to me is that he wears the same straight leg jean that Simon Cowell wears.
But it's a good one, right?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh.
But I'm basing this on the fact that I saw him in that Paradise, what's the Paradise movie with Julia Roberts?
Welcome to Paradise?
Well, yeah, that's it. And I found him so unattractive.
Yes, but you found him unattractive in comparison to Julia Roberts, who you have...
That's true.
Yeah, you have such...
Who basically is what I've molded my whole sexuality around.
She is the last movie star. Can I say it?
I mean, you
She's
just did.
She's the last movie star.
In the future, ask for permission first.
Do you not believe that? Who do you think is as a movie star now?
Oh, Zendaya.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course.
Yeah. I've said this for years, and I don't know if it was on the podcast, but always said Zendaya's a star. And I've only been proven more right the more time has gone on. When I saw her in the Hugh Jackman movie, I was like...
The Hugh Jackman movie? The Greatest Showman? The Hugh Jackman movie? That Hugh Jackman joint? Fucking what are you talking about?
Well, I'm sorry. Not everything comes to mind straight away.
Logan.
Yeah, when I saw...
when I saw Zendaya and Logan, it rocked my world. No, she is absolutely... I think she's fantastic. I think she's very shy.
Yeah.
I think she's very shy about because her Vogue 73 questions, she's very shy.
Yeah.
Very shy girl.
And what, you think that's not the quality that a movie star can have?
No.
Because I would present Marilyn Monroe.
Most basic bitch answer I've ever heard.
Audrey Hepburn.
Marilyn Monroe? Ever seen the mug at my house with Marilyn Monroe printed on it?
I don't have that. That's a joke.
You know what? I'm going to say no. She's not a movie star in the same way that we've had this discussion though, because it's about the slight monoculture that we had in the 90s and when we were younger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that
only
might
had
be
Julia
true.
Roberts. Do you know what I mean?
But I will say this. Now. I will say this. Zendaya is in Euphoria, Gen Z, from what I hear. And she's also in June, which I've not seen. So I'm saying she's getting all markets.
Got it.
Because June was a hit.
Can I just say, I don't think it is appropriate that you watch Euphoria. And I say it...
Is that a sincerely held belief?
It is my sincerely held belief that people in their 30s, it's not for us. Is that not a... I just don't think it's for us.
Do you mean
even
that from like...
Even watching Skins, you'd be like, do not hang out with that guy. Do you know what I mean?
Who in this audience watches Euphoria? And who in this audience is over 30 and watches Euphoria? Oh, so there you go.
Well, I guess you've found your people. Well done.
I like to keep, you know, my finger on the pulse.
But what do you mean? What is the pulse? I mean, I never watched the episode of Euphoria, but like, it's just about, you know.
Oh my God.
Can you relate?
No. I would literally never had sex in high school.
I literally never had sex in high school. Neither did I.
I was going to say, never did drugs. I did a bit of weed.
You did a bit of weed?
No, well, you know, I dabbled. I'm sure we've spoken about this before.
I only did weed in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. You only did weed in high school? You're like barely sober now.
Oh, like drinking. Does that count?
Weed. Marijuana?
No.
Do you want to go off and come back on?
Girl, I didn't do other drugs.
Oh. What I thought was a humiliating moment for you. Was actually really bad for me.
Are you a cop? You tell me you want to do weed in high school? I've seen you do weed outside of high school.
Next item on the list, Selena Gomez is brave.
I know nothing about this. Yeah, I don't want to know anything
barrel
about
through
it.
That.
Why?
Susan Sarandon is queer baiting, but I like it.
Yes, okay, I like this. Let's talk about this.
So there was some clip where she like... vaguely referenced being bisexual, but without really referencing being bisexual. Like, it was the kind of joke that an older person might make that would make you slightly uncomfortable because you're not sure if they're on the right side of the line.
Yes.
But I
like the Rove. I mean, you guys wouldn't know this, but you remember the Rove McManus, you know, whatever, who would you go gay for or something?
Yeah. And you guys wouldn't know that. Yeah. But,
but it was such a, it was a snapshot of the time.
Yeah.
But yes,
But with her, I'm like, there's such a big discussion around queer baiting that I don't want to enter, other than to say...
And that's brave of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bring it up.
I find her so hot.
So it's okay when they're that hot. Yeah. Is your official stance on it?
I honestly think that is my official stance on it.
As a representative of the queer community. Yeah.
As the appointed representative... No, I mean, obviously it's a complicated issue, but yeah, no, if you're hot...
We don't know the ins and outs of Susan Sarandon's
sexuality. Yeah, I think that is my actually more official stance, is you never know what people are up to.
I truly think you live long enough, you end up bisexual, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because it just makes sense, because it's the right choice, you know?
And it is a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it is. It's but I actually think it's empowering to call sexuality a choice. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I would choose this 100 times over. Liam Hemsworth has a new haircut that will save his career. So, genuinely...
Hard to explain it, but what is the haircut?
It's short and high. So, short on the sides.
Short and high.
Well, okay, and this is such a strange theory, but I do think Liam Hemsworth had obviously, well, you know, in Hunger Games, we were all like, well, this guy's our next, well, not movie star, but a person who's in a lot of movies.
I felt like, no, yeah, Hunger Games, it was like, wow, he's on the precipice of something huge.
Oh, okay, well,
I agree.
Right. Anyway, then I think his hair grew out too much. And I know that sounds weird, but if you do that and you make bad decisions about what movies to be in, it is an issue. And, oh, are you showing a picture? That's going to be awesome for the first two rows.
Back rows have permission to go on their phones and look up Liam Hemsworth on Instagram and go to the picture of him with a dog.
So he's that's a good one. There's also, and I hate to say this, but there is a hot photo of him, but he is holding a gun in it. But, no, hear
we
me out.
We stand the gun, kid.
He's on set.
With his own personal gun.
Yeah.
please stop bringing that, Liam.
God, that did not go well.
Yeah. But libelous, actually, probably. So I snip that out.
Oh, and then the final thing is the cast of The White Lotus Season 2 and a few from Season 1.
What do you just want to talk about them?
That's it, really.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
I'm preferring this.
Well, not everything on this list can be a hit.
That's true. Shit, okay. Well, what else can we talk about? Oh, we had a couple of... we have an agenda, to be fair. It went warm up the crowd... Done. truly done. they're just putty in our hands. Yeah.
fucking hell.
I think this is going okay so far. Because usually the last time we did these, I hated it from the moment it started. And
yeah, actually, to be honest, you hated it before it started.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you often hate things that we do together.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of your vibe.
No, it's not. I mean,
no, in a nice way.
I think it was a pretty sobering thing to like listen to the podcast moments before coming up here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think you've got on your head?
I mean, it's awful to hear yourself like to have yourself. I think I'm a relatively self-aware person.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
From what you listened to downstairs before we came out, how do you think I was? Be honest.
You were going through a crazy time. But to be fair, quite often you are. No, I think you were very emphatically like you were on one. About something. What are you doing?
Should just talk about. Okay, so the bit that we came into in the middle of an episode, I don't know which episode it is.
I'll be single. But
I'll be single.
The iconic episode. I'll be single.
You all know it.
We all know it. You can quote it.
But it is just me going, the number one thing that will stop a person from finding the love of their life. Is the inability to love themselves. And it was honestly such a snapshot of that moment in my life.
such a funny thing because it's the most basic sort of romance advice. Yeah. It's like literally RuPaul.
But listening back, I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
there are some things that are cliche for a reason because they're bang on.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know?
That's true. Preach. All right. Okay, so we had Alice's List was second on the agenda, which we've gone through now. Another one. Okay, so this is an interesting one from... We put something out on Instagram just to ask what the fuck we should talk about. Someone suggested celeb couples of the year.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, a bit interesting. Anyone...
Yeah, we won't touch on it for too long because it's not that interesting.
Well, no, because I mean, in the past 2 years, we've had some hot new.
Oh yeah, that's the best thing that's happened is that Jennifer Lopez got back with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Wow,
come on.
Some friends. Some friends of Ben and Jen in the crowd.
Oh wow, you're really getting into. You've changed your tune.
Yeah. Well, I am. Okay, look, happy for them. Ben Affleck still seems like a hectic dude.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he is hectic.
Yeah. My favorite thing about when they got back together was that I remembered that Jennifer Lopez had been on Watch What Happens Live and made fun of his tattoos. And I was like, oh, it's so hard to get past that for them. I mean, maybe I'm empathizing too much.
His tattoo is a massive...
It's a phoenix rising from the ashes.
On his back, eh?
Yeah.
Like real Red Dragon vibes.
Yeah.
Like.
Red
real
Dragon.
Ray Fine Red Dragon vibes.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up because I do think Ray Fine's kind of hot in Red Dragon.
Yeah. Would you get married in Vegas?
Would I get married in Vegas? I think I would, but you know how flippantly I approach to marriage. Which I'm really disappointed I'm not married yet.
Here's when I will find out about your wedding. But it'll be a Sunday morning.
When you'll find out about my wedding and it's happened.
Yeah, that's happened.
Okay.
It'll be a Sunday morning and you'll call me and you won't have been to sleep and you'll be like, I did it.
And you'll be like, what?
No, I'll be like, God. I'll know instantly.
Did you know I was in Vegas?
Oh, I guess it's happening in Vegas. Well, that now makes the Sunday morning thing is more of a time difference thing rather than like...
What's the time difference between Nevada and...
This is so important. Someone look it up.
What time will Alice get the call?
Oh, actually, we went to Vegas this year. We could talk about that.
We drove through Vegas.
Sure, yeah, that is more accurate.
We drove through Vegas. We were in a big kind of RV camper van. We didn't spend much time there. We didn't even go to a casino.
Yeah, I don't know if we're actually allowed to talk about it, but...
We're allowed to talk about where we went in like life.
But not why.
Yeah.
It'll never come out.
Yeah. We're transporting drugs across the country. Well, Adele was going to be. It was at the period of time where she'd cancelled. Right.
You saying that makes it sound like we were going to Adele.
What do you think about that thing that when she disappeared in the confetti?
Oh, I've forgotten about that. I love it. Do you know what? I actually am such a big fan of magic. So I. It actually gets such a bad rap as being like so uncool, but I'm sorry, I went to a party a couple of months ago and this guy what did he do?
I can't remember
what he did, but basically we went to this party and there was a magician just roving around, which is an insane thing to have at a party.
At this point it sounds like you've forgotten what the magic trick was, so really you're purely amused by someone dressed as a magician.
No,
like, that's impressive for you.
And that's actually derogatory of you. He was just in a regular suit. He was an everyman.
So wait,
this man could have been a businessman.
I think he did card tricks, right?
Yeah, so, okay. I wrote my name on a card. I gave it back to him. A whole bunch of things happened in between. But then, at one point, he got out his wallet and from his wallet, it pulled out a card that was all folded up and it was my card with my name on it. And I'd been watching him the whole time. Believe me when I say I was
I think this
in
speaks
love.
To your Leo arrogance of the fact that he couldn't have done a single thing because your eyes were on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he can't get past me.
No, but he did another thing where he was like to this girl, a Wikipedia or anything you want a Wikipedia. And then he goes, okay, now pick a word from there that's 8 letters long from this Wikipedia article. It could be any of the words from any of this random article.
I'm genuinely, embarrassingly compelled.
Yeah.
Go on.
And then he goes, is it this word? And she lost her shit.
Is that cold? Is that what cold reading is?
I don't know.
Do you like Darren Brown?
I don't know who that is.
You don't? Oh my God. You don't know who Darren Brown is? What is that again? When he touches you and he makes you like do things?
A hypnotist.
Well, is he a hypnotist technically? Yeah, he is a hypnotist. Well, he does like a crazy illusions and hypno. You got to check him out.
I think I might be quite into him.
He's doing a live show, I think.
What, right now?
At the Hippodrome.
Well, you guys should have gone to that. Much higher production value.
I think I could watch an hour of Alice Sneddon just retelling magic tricks. With all the wonder of a fucking child.
And honestly, that's what it felt like. It was incredible. Yeah. Anyway, so I think get on board with magic. I can't remember why we got there.
Have you ever considered learning a magic trick?
No, because my enjoyment, it's like baking, you know, like I just love the out. Well, actually, that's a bad example because I don't like sweeties.
Don't like sweeties, yeah.
No, and I do love to cook. So that was actually, that was a tragic example.
Find one thing that's like magic. You do improv. No, I don't know how we got on magic.
And improv is magic. It is magic.
In a way, it is magic.
If you've not seen two people just kind of start from nothing and end up in a hospital.
You're watching it right now. Okay, so how do we get on to magic? We were talking about, what?
I don't know.
Fucking hell.
Okay. Somebody here, Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Adele.
Adele Dazeem. I think that's great. She's back. Great. Her team are ready this time. The confetti's great. I really think Adele is just she's a fantastic girl. Yeah. And I don't think I'd get married in Vegas. I don't know. I don't think I would.
Oh, okay. We'll consider it. Anyway. Someone messaged me. So we put on Instagram. I don't know if anyone here actually saw it, but we asked people to ask questions or suggest crushes. And somebody just wrote in all caps, sex toy recommendations. To which I can say, lately I've been using the Obsession.
You haven't told me about that.
It doesn't really feel like something I have to bring up with you.
It sounds like something you would bring up with
me. Yeah, that's true. It was recommended to me by a friend. So it's okay. I'll give you a brief.
I haven't talked on the podcast about how the best gift you can get someone is a vibrator.
Yeah.
Or a sex toy.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to, because it's something you don't buy for yourself. It's like, you know, socks or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What's that kind of gift? Like, it's Christmas coming up.
My first ever vibrator was from a friend.
Aww.
Yeah, he's actually here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So sweet.
I won't even look in his direction, but now you know it's somewhere over there. No, but the Obsession is like the Satisfyer Pro, but then plus something that goes inside you.
I love the mystery of just something. You're not going to give us any more details on that.
It looks like
something
this.
Goes inside. For listeners of the podcast,
it's sort of like a whole new thing to finger guns, eh?
Yeah. Kind of a soft gun, a loose gun shape.
Yeah, it's kind of a loose gun shape.
A very not confident stick up.
Yeah.
It's a real lacking confidence.
Yeah, like
give me all your money. a nervous sort of robber. It's a robber bank.
Oh, God, that better not fucking ruin it for me.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, do keep us updated.
But, yeah, that would be my rec, the Obsession, recommended to me by a friend.
Lovely. Obsession. Is it spelt in a sexy way or is it just Obsession?
No, just with S's.
Lovely. It's good to do it.
Yeah.
Traditional. Traditional. Yeah.
Yeah. But the knockoff is with Z's.
Obsession. A zero at the start. And you have to plug it in.
Yeah.
It's a corded one.
Yeah.
It's corded. Are some sex toys corded? I think some sex toys are corded.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Ah. But now mostly they have because, you know, obviously a popular feature is waterproof, which I actually don't get on board with.
What do you mean? You want them fritzing out electricity-wise? Adding a bit of...
I guess I'd been thinking, I'm not going to use this in a pool, but no...
People use them in the bath and stuff, right?
Yeah, but I don't like masturbating in a bath because it's just, well, I don't know. There's something about that space that's sacred. And
the bath space is sacred.
But also,
the way you masturbate is not sacred at all.
Oh my God. Okay, so today, I was at the gym and that's the end.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
No, but I was doing this thing called the assault bike, which is where you do this. And it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I realized, so I have a trainer. This
wow. Wow.
Let's not get into it.
That is your Jessica Alba there.
Yeah. Did I pay someone? How dare you? That you meet celebrities for free just in your real life, and my Jessica Alba is someone I pay to spend time with me. Anyway.
Go on.
I realised as I was doing, so one of the tasks we had to do is you just go as hard as you can for 20 seconds, then off for 20 seconds, and as hard as you can for 20 seconds. And there was a couple other people in the gym, and I realised halfway through, I felt like I was making sex noises.
Really troubling.
Yeah.
So it is important that you figure out what your... Well, we're talking about this actually because we you know, in filming stuff, we make a television show. There's not many sex scenes in it. Thank you very much. Wow, that happened in the last 2 years, I guess. Let's not talk about it. But we do talk about like, you know, we've had to deal with like intimacy coordinators and stuff and all that. Mm-hmm. And thinking about like...
I love that you include me in that.
You were around when that happened.
Yeah, I was. But, like, they don't really, like, give you an intimacy coordinator for, like, how do you watch the sex scene.
Alice, try not to make your sex noises as you watch
They're
the
like,
sex scene.
Okay, so everyone's hands have to be seen all the time.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's pretty wild stuff. Like, it's amazing. Like, I had to bounce, like, on a bouncy ball. That's how they do it. Oh my God, this is a little bit behind the scenes. inside the actor's studio here. I actually had to bounce on a bouncy ball.
I would love to be James Lipton.
You would.
Is he still with us?
Let's check if James Lipton is still with us.
God, it's going to be a bleak end to this if he isn't. Does anyone know?
He is. No.
He's not?
He died in 2020.
And that's why we had to take a break.
We died in March 2020, so we still got a fucking couple of months out.
That's even worse.
Yeah, we did it for him.
Fuck.
We really got the answer.
Kind of interesting that he died in March 2020. It is like the world went into mourning for a couple years.
COVID happened, yeah. Because yeah. Lipton passed.
Yeah, but you want to talk about your sex noises?
No. Just talking about like how you want to figure out fake sex noises. You kind of want to figure out fake sex noises.
Because you can't just do your own?
Yeah. That's all. But it is weird to analyse your own sex noises in the moment in terms of when you're having sex, I think. Because you don't want to be in your own head.
Well, I think I've talked about this on the podcast, but once when my flatmate heard me unfortunately masturbate, confusing it with back pain...
Absolutely.
And then I did talk to my girlfriend about it, and she was like,
"Oh, clang, okay."
No, come on. And she was like, "What noises were you making?" And so I thought, "Oh, that is interesting. Clearly, I make a different noise alone than I do when I'm with a partner."
Nice.
Yeah, it takes on a more performative element.
It's kind of like your like sun sign and your rising sign. It's like what you present to the world, and then what is the internal world of your sex noise.
But the audio quality of sex is great. Yeah. Thoughts on Fantastic. Pete Davidson? Good on him.
This is honestly where we differ. I have no time for him whatsoever.
Oh, I can't for the life of me understand it. But I do go, he's tall and funny and rich, and like maybe that's enough.
I don't see it.
You don't see that he's funny? Oh, no, I take that back. I don't find him funny. I Ooh, just don't find wow, we got wow. a hot Pete Davidson room.
He is in the room.
Oh, shit.
Tonight.
We did invite him, yeah.
No, I think he's just a nice guy, but it's confusing. It's more like like a glitch in the Matrix. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But that's a bit harsh, maybe. I don't know.
No, I kind of get it. I think, like, well, yeah, what I said, he's tall. He seems like he's a sweetie. If you met a tall sweetie... Here's my prediction. Within 2 years, been. You will have dated Pete Davidson. God, okay.
I did weirdly like how strangely supportive he was when Kim was trying to get into Marilyn's dress, which I do, in the clips of that, which I do ethically, I'm against the fact she wore it. But
because you're such a Marilyn head.
I'm a Marilyn. A Marilyn.
That is for one woman only.
It is for one woman only. No, because we're watching the Kardashians. I mean, I never watched the Kardashians.
Don't out us like that. But.
No. But it was the one where she was trying to fit into the dress.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, I just found it was... But the clips of him sort of holding her hands while he was doing, oh, that, I guess that's nice.
Is that? I don't think that is fitting. Him holding her hands.
No, we don't...
I think that's her hairdresser.
There's another clip. There's another clip that she went for multiple times trying to get into it.
I'm pretty sure I read a Daily Mail article. What? And...
You literally quit the Daily Mail every other month when I hit you up about reading it and you just go back to it.
Yeah, I can't. It's my kryptonite.
Fucking, yeah.
I know it's bad. Like, I don't believe in...
But she supports women in journalism. She only reads the females. She's only on the female.
But I'm sure they said that you just saw his feet in it.
We'll check this later. This is so boring. Oh,
I'm pretty sure I'm right about it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I killed your buzz there. Tell Rose Mutafoa I say hi.
Oh, that's nice.
Absolutely not.
Paul Newman, someone just said...
Oh, yeah.
I have a little throwback. Well, actually, recently
I sent you that clip.
Yeah, you sent me that clip, and then I reposted Phoebe Robinson's amazing post about Paul Newman.
Yeah.
You should watch that. It is the funniest.
There's nothing
video.
Really else to be said about him. But
well, yeah, but you did post the one of him and, what was it, James Dean?
No, so I actually got onto this through another podcast. But this guy was talking about Paul Newman and James Dean doing a screen test for, I guess, don't know. And but it seemed like they wanted to fuck each other, which I thought was cool. And then also what I didn't know is that Paul Newman was quite petite.
Really petite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not
lovely.
Really petite, but just, you know.
Petite enough.
Someone just said, I don't watch this, Love is Blind. Do you watch Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a serious response to that. Yeah, I do. As if it's a pious thing.
So I haven't watched the third season.
I don't even understand the premise, I think.
Oh, okay. So let me. So
are you a fan of it?
Yeah, I watched the first two seasons of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I kind of follow some of them roughly on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, more like I follow them and then I hide their stuff and then I search them and see that I'm already following them. You know, one of those people. Anyway, so the premise is you all go into pods. You've got to be straight. And then...
the pods turn you straight.
You've got to be straight before you get into these pods. Or at least willing to lie. And then it's like all men on one side and all women on another side. And they can't see each other. And they just talk to each other. And then if they want to get out of the pods... Then by the end of, like, I think it's like a week or two, they've got to propose to each other.
Fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
But what's crazy is the proposals. Because they don't get to see each other, so it's just two people, like, with their hand on a wall. Both just crying. And then you
really?
Have, yeah, and then you have the reveal moment where they see each other. You're going to love this show.
Wow.
Where they see each other for the first time. And you can read on their face where they're like, or they're like, oh my god!
Does that happen when they see each other and they're like, they give thee the ick?
Yeah, it
oh
does.
My god.
It happens more often than not.
Really? Is that devastating?
When we have a contestant here tonight, and then they go live in an apartment for 3 weeks, a living married life. And then at the, what's that? 2 week. Okay, let's not get into the nitty.
There's a Love a Blind scout in the crowd tonight. I find a fair few contestants in this crowd, including
and then,
us.
And then at the end, they have a wedding, and some of them get left at the altar.
Fuck me. Well, I mean, I know that a lot of people here are like into Married at First Sight as well, like, because there's a UK version, isn't there? Like, is it originally an Australian format, I think?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I think, I don't know, but I mean...
Seems like something crazy those guys would get up to.
Yeah. Very Aussie vibes to Married at First Sight. Yeah. I did like Married at First Sight Australia sometimes.
Actually, can I ask you a question? How many people in the audience tonight are from New Zealand?
Fuck.
Nah, that is awesome. I did just think that we'd made it over here. But instead, we made it over there and then just flew these guys over. No, it is so nice, yeah. No, I can feel it, you know.
That's interesting. Do you think you could fall in love with someone, like, over the internet?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I just think of Love is Blind.
I think it would just be companionship.
Really?
Well, maybe not. I'd give it a go.
You're horny as hell. You'd probably...
I don't say that to me. But
why
yeah,
not?
Nah, I am.
We're loud and proud.
I do wear my horniness loud and proud.
I wear something dad just after the show. With that in it. I think I'd be capable of that as well. But isn't that the kind of principle, I guess, of Love is Blind, is falling in love with potentially someone's... Because do they text before they hear each other's voices?
No, so they can hear each other's voices.
Oh.
But there was one guy on season two who used to say stuff like, okay, so if I was at a concert, could I put you on my shoulders? Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but great drama for the television.
What did they... the television.
Yeah.
What did they say in response to that?
I think they said, yeah. I can't remember, yeah, actually.
You pop me on your shoulders like Bambolina. You can pop me on a little one shoulder.
No, but she did end up with him, but then they didn't stay together. And then I think she got with a different contestant from the show.
Fuck, this is so interesting. I was at a concert the other day.
Go on.
With, well, anyway, I was at a concert the other day and I was like...
You don't want to say?
With a significant other, sure. And I was like... And I saw people going up on people's shoulders. And I've been to two concerts this week, and one with Emma, our good friend of the podcast.
Sure, yeah. So one platonic and one otherwise. Yeah.
But I was like, I'd never ever get up on. That's not the life for me. Mm. That is not a future I will ever have. I will never ever be able ever. Be able to go on a person's shoulders at a concert. That's not.
Yeah.
It's not for me. And I want it. But it's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a human pyramid, yes.
Yeah. Oh, really? In the base?
In the base. We need bass. We need people with bass. Go. Come out. We need some strong woman down the bass.
We need some wahine tour for this bass.
Oh, my God.
Here's my thoughts on it. So, because the feeling of being up on someone's shoulders, I imagine, is like, look how tiny I am. It's the same feeling as like being picked up during sex, where it's like, ooh, yeah, like,
yeah.
Fuck me, you know? And
yeah.
And like, I know neither of those things will ever happen for me.
Totally.
So what I've done is pivot and gone, maybe one day I'll be strong enough to lift another.
Yeah.
No, go on. I don't.
Maybe I'll be strong enough to lift another.
Woo! I'm getting pretty close. Like,
yeah.
If I just bend at the knees, keep that back straight.
You got it. And you're already making sex noises, so it's like... you won't know when the back pain starts and the sex noises begin.
No, but I am really close to that.
Yeah, such
a few months off.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's maybe really cool. You should think about that, you know? It's not limited just to ladies.
Yeah, in terms of being in, a heterosexual relationship, it's kind
that
of
that is your cross to bear.
That is my cross to bear. It's forever my fucking cross to bear, isn't it? Yeah. But it is the sort of myth. It's the myth of the pull, you know, the... It's the sex pull. What you're talking about, the guy in movies, like, and he holds up. How is it happening? That back pain is insane.
Okay, so this is so good that you raised this. Because I was watching the other day where, I don't know why I was watching it, but I like to YouTube stuff. And I've seen this clip so many times.
Yeah.
But it was Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams accepting the MTV Award for Best Kiss. And he's wearing his Free Duff War t-shirt. And they, like, line up and they run towards each other and she jumps up on him.
She does.
And they make out. And I was like, that is, it is actually so hot. But what was so impressive was that his core is so strong.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even rock back for a second. It was like two bodies coming at it. So strong, you know?
Completely.
Anyway, that's something to think about.
I think I need to get strong enough to... Do we both need to get strong enough to lift another?
To lift each other?
No, we can't lift each other.
Yeah, we won't be able to, like, do anything with it. But cool experiment, you know?
It's not a sad thing, though. The fact that you'll never be the person on the concert shoulders, it's fine.
Yeah, we all have our own limitations that we have to work within.
We do, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that the shoulders aren't made for everyone.
Absolutely true. I don't think I could put anyone on the shoulder though. Bad vibe. Anyway.
Because you hurt your shoulder crocheting. That's genuinely true.
That is genuinely true. How to lose a guy in 10 days is someone responded to that. I don't want to talk about that at all.
Oh, I want to talk about it just for a second, only to say, if you're not already subscribed to Matthew McConaughey's YouTube channel, you've got to check it out.
In the dead of night, I got sent a link. And I'm saying the dead of night. I woke up bleary eyed, 2:30 a.m. to a fucking video, a YouTube link, no less, from Alice Sneddon of a fucking bizarre...
He made a music video for his local basketball team. And
he surely owns it, right?
Oh, I don't know. But that man... Okay, speaking of growing your hair out, that man's growing his hair out. And it's great. It's honestly, the YouTube channel is so unhinged. You've got to go and
he's
look
joined
at
the
it.
Ranks, he's joined the ranks of, like, Eddie Murphy as well, who started doing his own gospel songs and, like, kind of... these guys are so rich and they have, like, slight ambitions to be musicians. And they start releasing their own music.
Yeah.
And it's fucking wild. And it's a treat for all of us, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Matthew, didn't you read his book? Did you read his book?
No, I didn't read his book, but I did listen to an interview about his book. And not just...
And that counts in this day and age, it counts.
Yeah. I listened to quite a few interviews about his book. My big takeaway from it was his parents were crazy. They got divorced 3 times.
Really?
And remarried. And then his dad died fucking his mum. Oh, that sounds so gross. Making love to his mother.
He passed to another
realm.
The
mother didn't want his father to go out with a blanket over him. She wanted to show how big he was.
What do you mean?
Like how big his penis was.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, you guys.
What do you? Okay. They didn't.
So here's the.
Oh, like
here's...
so no blanket, like on the gurney.
Yes.
Naked.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I guess maybe we should all read this book.
That's wild.
Yeah, I guess now that I say it out loud in a room full of people. Yeah, weirdly, I'm feeling really insecure about Matthew McConaughey's anecdote. Like, I can't take responsibility for that.
I can't find the video. But yeah, God, that's nuts.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you went out having sex?
Oh, humiliated.
Really?
But no, what I really want to do is just die in my sleep. In the Chris Hemsworth doco that you guys... the end of the episode is him getting... He has a death doula take him out. So they kind of fake
not
his...
kill him, take
no.
him.
No, they fake his death.
So they fake, yeah.
So he opens this door and then they like put him on a gurney and then there are all these lights and people are giving him compressions and stuff and then he's like there and they're like, you just died. And then the death doula reads a death meditation to him. It, by the way, this is all from Darren Aronofsky.
He produced it, right?
He produced it, yeah. But it
from
says
the
at the beginning
mind of
the show.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I thought it was so sweet.
You want to play
it really
death
made
doula?
Me feel at peace with death.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'd love a death doula.
That's incredible. Would you have a real? Would you have a doula for birth?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You want to be?
I kind of like think that's a community activity.
Birthers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be your birth doula.
No, thanks. Do you want kids?
This does seem like a good way to end it.
We are.
Yeah, no, the answer is two. I want two kids, maybe three.
Really?
Yeah, you're acting like you don't know this about me?
Sorry. I'm just really.
Oh, you got a message?
No, yeah. what a good content. I mean, I should have just gone through this. It's basically Alice's Instagram conversations with me. The fucking myriad of different things that you have sent me on Instagram. I think Instagram is a very special relationship between friends because it exists outside of texting. It exists outside of WhatsApp. It's purely like, it's a thing. You don't have to send a message with it. It's basically, it's a picture of Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow when they went out. It's a Dua Lipa dance with a message saying, can you teach me this dance, please? Which we still haven't done, to be fair. It's a Liam Hemsworth post. It's sent you the Jason Momoa one. It's you. It's. But then, of course, a huge thing we haven't talked about: trailer for Magic Mike 3.
Oh yeah, this is what we should end on.
We haven't even talked about it in real life.
Yeah. So what I'm most excited about is I think it's a genuine love story. I got a feeling him and Salma Hayek are going to get together at the end.
Oh, shit. Of course it will happen.
Well, that didn't happen in the second one.
Yeah, but the second one was just an outlier. Honestly, I'm a bit worried.
Go on.
Because isn't Steven Soderbergh back again?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
So, okay, no disrespect to him.
Yeah.
But, as maybe you'll know, maybe fans have ever talked about this on the podcast, the first one I walked out of didn't do it for me.
Yeah, you walked out of that.
I walked out of it.
That's such a big call.
It's a huge call. Yet I watched Magic Mike XXL 3 times in cinemas.
Yes.
Because it did something different with the format. Oh.
Do you know what's so funny about Magic Mike XXL is that, so you've been to it twice, the live show.
Yeah.
And I've been to it once and we both liked it so much that it ended up in the second season of a show we won't name. And we were filming that show and one of the dancers afterwards got COVID and it was like 2 days before I was due to go home. It was like the last 2 days of being on set. So then when I went into New Zealand, I had to declare that I had been a close contact of a Magic Mike XXL dancer with COVID. And I actually thought it was the perfect way to end that trip.
It was a crazy time. I mean, great live show.
Really good. You guys should go check it out.
Which was a funny thing, though, because we did see it before we wrote the second series. And then you wrote it in, and then we got to shoot in the actual place in Hippodrome and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, deep into filming it, you said to me, you were like, I wrote that kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
And you were just shocked it got that far.
Yeah.
Like, people, there's production people, there's locate, like, people tried so hard to get and
everyone
make it
took that script so seriously.
It was just a fucking joke to you.
Yeah, it was a fucking joke
to
me.
But I really hope it brings to, it still has the spirit of the second film.
I think it will.
Do you think so?
It will.
Because
yeah,
it was
such
a strong ensemble piece, the second one, though.
It really was. And I do think I've got high hopes for it. I think it's going to come back strong.
It's in London. That's pretty cool, eh?
That's so cool, actually. Oh, God. Bring.
Oh, no.
Bring.
So nice. We have gone over time, so we will
bring,
be wrapping.
Bring. Okay. Bring.
Hello, sorry. We are actually
really
going over.
Hey, how you doing? It's a me, Channing Tatum. Yeah, I've heard you talking about me. I've heard you talking about me new Magic Mike. mention Zoe Kravitz. I thought we'd come up in the new couples section. Anyway.
Channing, no, so sorry. I mean, I've got to say, your accent, it sounds so much like another character that often rings in to this podcast.
Hey.
I am really...
I've been spending a lot of time in New York with my new girlfriend, Zoe.
How are things going with Zoe?
Relationships, they're tough. They're tough. You know, she likes a meat and I'm a vegetarian.
Is that true?
No.
I will just ask quickly. This is very
yeah,
very
please,
good
please,
that you've
ask me anything. Can I tell you? I'm naked in a hot tub.
Why at your home?
What's that?
At your home?
No, the next door neighbors.
Oh my God. Channing, I feel like I've never spoken to you in person before. You've
yeah, but
different.
I heard you've been speaking to my mate, Jessica Alba.
What did you two work on again?
It was a flipper. I was the dolphin.
I will ask one final thing. What can we expect of Magic Mike 3, Channing? Because we've just been talking about that on
the
podcast.
Yeah, I got 3 letters for you.
Okay, maybe a little more than 3 letters. But yeah, go on.
S-E-X-X-X.
Boob. Absolutely terrible stuff.
Bring, bring.
I hate it. Hello.
Bring me.
Make it quick, please.
Hey, it's me, Zoe Kravitz.
You have 3 seconds.
I just want to say, I love that man.
I do declare.
Beep.
What, every American character who's a woman to you.
Every woman's southern, a southerner.
Southern, I do declare.
Every woman's a southerner and every man's a New Yorker.
Your lack of ability with accents is astounding.
Do you know what's so funny about it to me is that I go in going, I'm going to nail this. I'm trying so hard. And then it's like their voice just drops out of my brain. I think it was because you did the London thing. That was really messing with
me. That amazing London accent I just did.
I was all the time in my head going, don't go British. And then I just panicked.
You got really like, you can't hear accents, can you? It's very
interesting. No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, interesting.
I think we're supposed to wrap this up.
We have to wrap this up. Any other business, basically?
That is on the list. Any other business?
Anything else? Because genuinely, probably, this will be... I mean, I don't think we'll do this for another 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, I do have a question, actually. When the podcast... maybe you guys have listened to it. Had Ellen been cancelled by the time we did
this
our last episode of the podcast?
I don't think... It had it.
She
no.
hadn't?
Wow.
I fucking knew it.
Lock the doors. we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That was actually, over the last 2 years, that has been the event that impacted me most significantly. To be proved right in such a public forum.
Do you think our constant sort of, you know, mention of Ellen through the podcast it contributed to any of her cancelling? No.
No. Confidently, almost no one listens to this. Except for these guys.
Absolutely. Okay.
And not those two.
But are you happy? How do you feel?
That's such a fucking bold question to ask me in front of a room full of people. If I'm happy?
No, about the Ellen thing.
Oh. I was like, you know the answer. Almost never. No, I genuinely am happy in my life. And with regards to the Ellen thing, we don't like to see a star fall.
We don't like to see a star fall. We like to push them right to the edge and just keep them teetering there. And that just
I think she'll be back. But I do think her opinions are dicey. I think her vibe is toxic. And I think the roosters laid their eggs. No, whatever that...
I think that interestingly, in in the world, James Corden has taken a lot of heat off Ellen DeGeneres.
That is so true.
I really think he's taken a brunt of it.
Yeah. I actually, the other day, and we do need to wrap up, but the other day, I was reading the Daily Mail and it was literally just an article about James Corden's nails and how he'd been biting them. Somebody just pointed at me like, yeah, I know. And so I think he's having a hard time of it. But also, I'm like, I'm sorry, if you're allergic to any part of the egg, don't get an omelette.
I don't get that, but I'll...
Oh, so that's what kicked off at Balthazar.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought that was so like his, I thought that was an amazing like metaphor or something.
No. No, it was more just a state of play. So his wife's allergic to the yolk.
I know the story. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just moments ago.
No, I just think
you were dead in the water, and now you come to me knowing the story.
All I'm saying is, and I said it the other day, I think people should stop being cancelled for minor things like that and start being cancelled for their awful body of work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like why don't people get, when they make a bad product or a bad film, it's like, no one cancels them. But then, like, if he's rude to a waiter, that is cancelable. But what about his just time and time, just being shit? Do you know what I mean? Like, can we not cancel him for that? Like,
yeah, I think that you make a good point.
I don't know. I'll work on it, and we'll work on it for the next podcast.
No, I liked it. I'm sorry I didn't back you up more, but you have my moral support.
Thank you so much.
I just was reading the room, and it didn't feel like it was landing.
Right. So you were siding with them.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want to jump in with you if I didn't feel like...
You want to keep your options open. Yeah. Foot in each camp there. See which is most popular.
At no time at all have I ever got your back. And I think that's important for you to know.
That is honestly one of the grounding forces of our relationship.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. You're on your own, bitch. Good luck.
Anyway,
thank you. So we have gone over. I'm so sorry. Yeah. We thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I'm so interested to know what you're going to talk, if you have never listened to this podcast before. How the angry conversations with friends of what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But no,
Sally Rooney's angry conversations with friends.
A little bit of satire at the end there. Slip it in there.
I don't endorse that show, but carry on.
And thank you for coming. And honestly,
it was a genuine pleasure that you all showed up.
I don't know. We might do one another way, but you know, who knows.
Life is unknown. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great night. Make it home safe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.